Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Folks, as I always say, you are an important part of the show, and we really love it when you reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, or you're filling our email box with questions, and that happens quite a bit. One thing I want to be clear about, though, is we are not veterinarians here. But the fortunate part is we know some really great ones, and I'm happy to say we have back with us today one of those wonderful veterinarians that we love to discuss things with, Dr. Catherine Reed. Dr. Reed, welcome back to the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It is. Hey, I want to jump right in. We get a lot of questions about, can you explain this or can you explain that? And I think one of the most misunderstood and probably hotly contested is, what is Bordetella, and do my pets really have a risk of getting it?
The thing about Bordetella, it's an economic disease. It's rarely a severe disease. It's self-limiting, and I think, I hate to say it, but I think it's a big scam in veterinary medicine. Physiologically, it's the exact same bacteria as the human version for whooping cough. So in humans, it's Bordetella pertussis. In animals, it's Bordetella bronchoseptica. And it's just a bacterial infection that causes a mild tracheitis, sometimes a bronchitis, rarely a pneumonia. It's rarely life-threatening. Usually by the time the animal presents with symptoms, they're already over the replication phase of the bacteria. The issue that I have with Bordetella is that, you know, it's only one of 400 different things that cause upper respiratory infections in animals that are held in group environments. So if your pet is going to daycare and boarding, they still can come down with a cold, and it really isn't a big deal. People love to get angry at you know, Camp Bow Wow or any of those other type of pet places, but it's really not their fault. It's just like when you send your kid to daycare, usually the dogs are young, they're in a group environment, you know, they're going to come back with a cold just like your kids come home from school with colds. It's all part of the group environment process. It's all part of communicable diseases. Bordetella only addresses one of those. So I think it gives owners a false sense of security that my dog shouldn't be getting sick.
Right.
The other thing is that, you know, the vaccine is not really been completely proven to be 100% protective. That's why some cities require it every 6 months. Other cities require it every year. It's definitely not one that I push, and really only give it to patients that are required to have it because they're in those type of group environments.
Sure. Sure. It makes a lot of sense. You know, another thing that we get, and I know you certainly have good bedside manner, but we get a lot of emails about this vet did this or this vet did that. What would your advice be on what's good bedside manner and what's maybe, okay, time to think about where you're at?
Well, I think a lot of people feel trapped. They feel like they don't understand enough about veterinary medicine to question their vet choices. And that's fine. I understand that. But the one thing I don't understand, because I get a lot of disgruntled patients coming from other vets, and the biggest complaint here in Manhattan is I just spent $800 and I don't know why. That I find to be a problem. You may not understand, you know, the ins and outs of the disease, but you should have a veterinarian that sits down and explains to you why we're doing this and what order it should be done in, what information you're getting from each diagnostic test, and how it's going to help your veterinarian figure out what's wrong with your dog. That you're entitled to. That's what you pay for, and that's what I strive to give my clients is a good education so they not only understand what I'm doing, but they're also compliant to what I do. They go home and they give the medication because they understand why they're giving the medication. You know, and then they understand that, okay, we're going to start here. If we don't get an answer, then we're going to do this diagnostic. So they also understand that I'm not wasting their money. And I think that's important that owners feel comfortable that their pet's needs are being addressed, but also that their finances are being considered, that I'm not just doing every test possible and been deciding what's wrong with their dog when a simple test could have done it from the beginning. And I think that's something that all owners should demand from my colleagues. I think it's something that, you know, we're trained in.
Absolutely. And I mean, just those two topics, big topics. Boy, time just flies quickly when we're talking. And I really appreciate you addressing important topics like Bordetella, like what should you be getting out of that pet visit besides a healthy pet? Great stuff. For those who want to get more information about Dr. Reed, they can visit vetservicesny.com. Again, vetservicesny.com. Dr. Reed, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. It's always fun.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.